coffee mumbo jumbo simply had to give the Zabu coffee from Ethiopia, the Mocha Jimma, another outing this afternoon. Well, it's early evening, actually. It's round about 5:45 that I've started. And because it says on the back of the packaging that this coffee has been roasted to perfection for cafetière and filter coffees, I had to just push it through the AeroPress with a lot of attention to detail to my grind, which is obviously coarser than it is when I'm using the espresso machine, my timer at hand, and the inverted method of the AeroPress, with which I prefer because you just have more control on the brewing time itself. I just had a go at it. And I must say, reflecting also on what it tasted like pushed through the R58 rocket machine this morning, which has got a bit of pressure, of course, 9-bar pressure, there was this definite coconut, this sweet bitterness, which in fact reminded me, and only later did I actually really get back into my memory bank, and it reminded me definitely from the very first time I've ever as a child had dark chocolate. And I remember Swiss chocolatiers, they used to put on it, it's edelbitten. Edel means noble. So there's a nobleness about this bitterness. And I can really equate to this. This coffee has a lot of character. It has nobility. It has strength. And it has coconut, kind of this powder that you get with cocoa as opposed to creamy chocolateness. It has got a lot of strength, a lot of character. It's not for the faint-hearted. It is a lovely coffee. And in the AeroPress, it was obviously smoothed. It's a gentler way of extracting. But I would say it has similar qualities, mellowed down a bit from this morning, but a lot of nobility, strength, and really it makes you sit up and appreciate this coffee. It is quite unique, actually, in its characteristics. And what also blows my mind is that I've had Ethiopian coffees before. I've had the Sidamo, I've had the Yagachefe, and now I've had the Jimma, and I'm really pleased to have had this experience. Three coffees, three different regions in the same huge country. Again, it just shows you the versatility of coffees. And Zabu really chose those coffees quite well that they've got in their range, because I've got another one from Costa Rica, the exact opposite end of the globe almost. And I'm really interested to see what that one will taste like. Tomorrow, I'm away on another adventure with coffee, but I will review the Costa Rican very shortly. Stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo!